to get into this sermonette, I titled it The Miracle. And in looking through some stuff, I was reading through the front of The Mystery of the Ages, and I came across a statement that Mr. Armstrong made, and it's in the author's statements on Roman numerals, page 13, in the front of it. And I want to read that to start with here. I have often said it is much more difficult to unlearn erroneous supposed truth than it is to learn new truth. Even in these past 58 years, I had not fully and clearly realized the significance of the fact revealed in Genesis 3:22-24. I'd like to go there and look at that statement that was made there, that Mr. Armstrong says he, even, you know, 58 years into his Christian life, he said he still did not really realize the total significance of that. And then Genesis 3 and verse 22, and the Lord said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil, and to know and become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of the life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord said, God set him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Have we really stopped and reflected on that statement? Because the last part of that, to keep the way of the tree of life, God basically closed off the tree of life from mankind. And then, and Mr. Armstrong, even after 58 years, really said now, you know, when he was writing Mystery of the Ages, he realized the significance of that. And that's why I say the title of this sermon was The Miracle, because when you look at that statement, it says the tree of life was cut off from mankind. And yet, we are here today understanding God's way and God's plan. And if we look over into Revelation 12 and verse 9, which is quite a familiar scripture, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He deceived the whole world. We were in the world. That was me. I know that Satan, before I came into the church, I was not seeking God's way. Satan had me wound up, and then his clutches real good. And even still, we are there. We live in this world. We're not supposed to be of it. But he still has his hooks in there wherever he can get, dragging us down. And we really, what I want to do is reflect on that miracle that happened in our lives that changed us. Because, like it said, that we didn't have God cut off the tree of life from all mankind, kicked him out of the Garden of Eden, kicked Adam and Eve out, and said, you know, here, go live in the world and Satan's way, and you will not have the tree of life. My Holy Spirit will not be with you. And so, and then you look in Revelation that, you know, Satan deceived everybody. There was no way that they could possibly look back and try and see God in the picture that much. You know, God had to work with certain people. So, if we go over to John 6 and verse 44, here's where the actual miracle really does start, which happened in my life anyways, and I'm sure in everybody else's, because this is the only way it can happen. And here it says, no man can come to me except the Father, which has sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. Here is the start of that God the Father has to open our minds through Jesus Christ in order for us to come and understand Jesus Christ's way of life, the way of the give, as Mr. Armstrong talked about, the two trees. And we have to, the only way we can understand the right tree, the tree of life, was through this calling that God has to make in us. And also, if we skip on down into verse 65 in John 4. And therefore said I unto you, that no man can come to me except it were given unto him of my Father. As we go through the winter here, you know, my purpose here is to make us to think, to stop back, you know, as we are going to have trials and troubles, and I think before the feast and even since the feast, people, all of us are having our struggles and our trials, and time keeps going on. The world is getting worse and worse, and we are going to have our struggles and our down times. But if we just stop and look back to this miracle that God provided in us, that realize that the world does not have access to God's Spirit, and it is only through that miracle that happened in John 6:44 that God called us to Christ's way. And also, just in closing here, I'd like to go back to Psalm 111, and verse 10. Psalm 111 and verse 10. And just keep this in mind too. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever. You know, we are here. We're trying to keep God's commandments. And so it shows that we are trying to fear God, and we need to look to God for that wisdom and that understanding of His way to keep on going through this, throughout this winter as to the spring holidays, to keep looking forward to that and always remember the miracle that God worked in us.